This is Akashvani. The news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Polling parties are being sent to their respective areas for the first phase of polling in Jharkhand. Out of 225 sensitive booths, polling parties have already reached at 194 polling booth yesterday through Indian Air Force helicopters. Polling officials of the remaining 30 booths will be sent today. These sensitive booths are located in five districts of West Singhbhum, Latehar, Lohardagga, Gadwa and Gumla districts. Altogether, 15,344 polling booths have been set up across the state. Over 200 companies of security forces have been deployed in respective areas to ensure trouble-free polls. Overall, 683 candidates, including 73 women, are in the fray. More than 1 crore 37 lakh voters will decide the political fortune of these candidates. Second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd of November. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and other senior leaders are scheduled to address rallies in various districts of the state. Prime Minister, senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be addressing election rallies in Chimur in Chandrapur, Solapur and Pune today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address two public meetings in Mumbai. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari will address rallies in Latur, Bid, Jalna and Nagpur. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath will hold rallies in Akola, Amravati and Nagpur. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will address rallies in Dahanu, Vikramgarh, Pain, Siang Koliwada and Kalyan. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies in Chikli of Buldhana district and in Gondia in support of MVA candidates. NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar will campaign in favour of MVA candidates in Nashik and Ahmednagar. Shiv Sena UBT leader Aditya Thackeray is scheduled to hold rallies in Mahim. MNS Chief Raj Thackeray will be canvassing in Worli. President Draupadi Murmu will undertake a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. On the first day of her tour, the President will visit the aviary at Jampur, Government Engineering College and NIFT campus in Daman. On the second day, she will visit Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. During her visit, the president will interact with the students and faculty of various educational institutions. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Punjab Agricultural University, PAU, Ludhiana today. He will be the chief guest at the inaugural function of International Conference 2024, Transforming Agri-Food Systems in Face of Climate Changes and Energy Transitions. Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kataria and Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann will also participate in the conference. The government has extended the tenure of Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri till 14th July 2026. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the extension. Mr. Misri assumed the charge as Foreign Secretary on 15 July this year. A career diplomat from the 1989 batch of the Indian Foreign Service, Ambassador Misri has served in various capacities at the Ministry of External Affairs, in the Prime Minister's office and in various Indian missions abroad in Europe, Africa, Asia and North America. In Mauritius, opposition leader Naveen Ramgoolam is all set to become the Prime Minister for the third term, though the final results are yet to be officially announced. But Ramgoolam-led Alliance of Change Coalition is heading towards massive victory in parliamentary polls. Mr. Ramgoolam told media persons that his party is heading towards a huge victory, but all votes must be counted first. In chess, GM Arvind Chidambaram clinched the Chennai Grandmaster's title after an intense final against American GM Livon Aronian. Meanwhile, GM V. Pranav remained unbeaten throughout the tournament to claim the Challengers title. India's top badminton stars P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will return to BWF Tour action at the Japan Masters Super 500 starting today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.